Happily Ever Afterwards, written by Sean McAuliffe and read by Emily Tahini. Suddenly, everyone had to wait several hours while the Queen had all her maps redrawn by the royal mapmaker. She wanted to visit every single person in her kingdom, and the married ones too, and so the maps had to include every house on every road, byway, lane, track, path, route, row, and avenue in the land. As one house had been left out, the Queen had ordered the maps to be scrunched up and started again, and so the royal woodsman and his two children had to sit there and twiddle their thumbs, which doesn't sound any more exciting than it was.
"Why don't you read one of those magazines?" said the woodsman to Gretel, his daughter, nodding at a selection on the coffee table in front of them. "See, there's one about princes." Gretel made a face. She wasn't interested in princes. She was a modern woman and picked up a magazine about mending wagons instead, which she leafed through a little crossly. At times like this, the woodsman wished his daughter could be more like her brother, Hansel, who had been quite happy sitting and twiddling his thumbs for the better part of the day. But perhaps it wasn't fair to compare. Hansel was 14 years old and, while very clever with his hands, had recently been let go from his job as village idiot for being overqualified. Gretel, on the other hand, was older, whip-smart like her mother, and keen to take on everything the world had to offer. "As curious as a cat, the library card," her mother used to say. The woodsman sighed, as he often did when he thought of his wife. He wished she was still here to see what fine children her babies had grown into. Not today so much, because Gretel was a little cross, and to be honest, you had to pick the right time with Hansel too, though if you liked thumb twiddling, then today was the perfect day to see him. He was positively mesmerising. If twiddling wasn't your thing, though, it could wear thin pretty quickly. The woodsman gave Hansel a copy of How to Hoe Your Row. Hansel chewed the corner of it for a while and then started twiddling with it. The woodsman folded his arms, leant back in his chair and stared at the ceiling. What could possibly be taking so long? Niccolò de Conti of De Conti and De Conti Cartographers was the second De Conti of the famous map-making firm, but unfortunately not quite as good as the first De Conti, who had studied at Tulemi University some 300 or 400 years previously. In truth, the second De Conti had no real connection with the first De Conti, apart from finding his shingle on an abandoned building in Genoa one day and stealing it. To the kingdom of Tancredia, he came in search of his fortune. He nailed the shingle to a tree outside a shop, scratching "And De Conti" at the bottom of it with a nail just in case anyone knew the real De Conti and wondered why this new one looked nothing like him. "I have the honour of being his cousin," he would answer with a humble look whenever asked by amazed customers whether he was the famous De Conti they had all heard so much about.